Portugal's best-known novelist, José Saramago, has died. Saramago won the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1998. He died today in Spain at the age of 87. The world's Alex Galifant has more.
Before he was José Saramago, he was José Sousa. Sousa's a regular Portuguese name, as common as Smith or Jones in English.
But because peasant families were known by nicknames, his father was known as Saramago, which is a wild herb that you can glean.
Ron Sousa, no relation, says young José's family was poor enough that they foraged for Saramago to eat. The name Saramago stuck to José too, ending up on his birth certificate. Maybe it gave José Saramago a taste for transformational thinking. He was a lifelong communist. Ron Sousa, who teaches literature at the University of North Carolina, Asheville, says Saramago found his voice as a writer after the 1974 communist revolution in Portugal. In fact, after that revolution was overthrown the very next year. As a leading light of the left in Portugal, he was immediately unemployable. So he wrote.
His novels restructured the novel market in Portugal, made novel, especially novels about Portugal itself in the post-revolutionary times, a major vehicle for social thought.
Sousa argues Saramago's novels said to the Portuguese,
we can rethink this, and we have to rethink this because we are in a new moment. And Portuguese understood that very well.
At the banquet after receiving his Nobel Prize in 1998, Saramago spoke of his debt to Portuguese culture.
Now I also wish to thank the Portuguese writers and writers in the Portuguese language, the ones of the past and of today. It is through them our literatures exist. I am but one of them.
But beyond Portugal, Saramago's best-known work is the novel Blindness. Unlike its Portugal-centered predecessors, it's more allegorical. The novel takes place in an unnamed city populated by unnamed characters. An unexplained epidemic of blindness strikes, and Saramago traces the breakdown in society that follows. A few years ago, the novel was given the Hollywood treatment.
Over 90% of the population has been infected with an epidemic of blindness. The white sickness is highly contagious. There are no visible signs of trauma or symptoms. There is no cure.
Blindness, many argue, is a novel about human fragility. A few years back, Saramago spoke of his own fragility in an interview with Portuguese television. Sometimes it happens that, in the middle of an insomnia attack, when I'm in bed, unable to sleep, he said, sometimes it comes to my mind, not death, but I tell myself, you are here today, and tomorrow you will be gone. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.